He can second.
Second.
Okay. That's who approved him and seconded him last time. So, financials?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so right now there's $22,974.08 in the bank account. The deposits were $110 for rentals the end of November. Interest for $3.89. NACD, which is Jamie's grant, for $8,296.90. Now, they still do owe me more money than that. So that's just what they've gotten through. They're having a little bit of, like, they have the fund. They don't have the funding in their hands, but they have the funding. They just haven't. We will be getting it. I just not sure exactly when. So let's hope for some more money there. $2.56 in interest, and then Sarah reimbursement for $144.92. And I just got an email from Kathy last night that said that financials went through with our EIN that we should be getting. So super excited by that. And Taylor Payne helped me on that one.
Oh, did you get it figured out?
Yeah. He pulled some strings, and he was awesome. So do you see Taylor Payne? Give him a big high five for me. Okay, and then checks that are processed. I don't know who to thank. Judy, did we talk to Bill Cox? No.
I tried.
But they went through. So, woohoo!
What I did was talk to Louie.
Okay, perfect. So, I was going to thank you. So, I was going to say. So, Woodruff BLM and Woodruff Forest both went through. The clerk check for $1,116.50. The district dues for UACD, so $750, which is the normal district dues, and then $125 for VOAG. NACD dues, the $101 for the national dues, and then Sarah's went through for Judy and Braden and Candy, actually. The quilt tickets for $50, and then the reimbursement for door prizes and auction items for Judy. Danelle Kunzler did $60 for the honey for the conference, and so hers went through. And then the planner wages for the last quarter went through for $13,308.23. Okay, checks that have not processed are still Michael Nebaker. And I had a hard time getting a hold of him, too, so Taylor called him for me also. He helped me out a lot that day. And so Yale actually hasn't gave him that check. So we'll touch base with Yale when he gets back from Arizona. We might have to get him a new check to get to Michael Nebaker. So at least we're kind of in the process on that one. And then Yale hasn't deposited his Sarah check either. The only outstanding bills I know of, you guys, is the planner wages for $13,941.06, the clerk wages for $1,099.20, and then Sarah, I'll need to send in this month. And since we finally got our EIN number kind of worked through, I think we should be able to get reimbursement and stuff on that. So.
What about convention?
So that will be on it. So sorry. That's why we've had a hold up on that too.
I'm not worried.
So sorry, guys.
It's not like it's
a big deal. So that should be get worked through. So I will have to come visit you. We can sign checks and I might have to come visit and then we can sign that reimbursement. Sorry, guys. Either way, I'm great with anything. So those are all I know, so I think we probably need to approve those, but that's all I know of. That. We can, at the end, should we just remember to go through and just make a couple motions when he gets here? We can do that. Can I ask you a dumb question, Ben? So after our training yesterday, so I don't have a contract, like a clerk contract. Do you have an example of, and I've always gotten reimbursed before, do you have an example of a contract that I'm supposed to have, what that's supposed to entail and look like? Did you hear Kathy when she said that yesterday?
Yeah, to attach it with each.
Yeah.
Kathy's bringing lots of problems.
Oh, I know.
So
this whole... I know it's on recording, but this whole unit, I think, has been bringing problems.